The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the ICAR National Research Center, Mithun, located in Nagaland, invites applications for contractual positions through a walk-in interview scheduled for 12th February 2025. The available posts include Young Professionals to TSB section, requiring a postgraduate degree in veterinary science, animal husbandry or agricultural extension, and Young Professional 1 DDO cell, requiring a diploma or degree in computer science or related fields. Another opening is for Young Professionals 2 account section for candidates with an MCom degree or equivalent qualification in finance and accounts. The age range is from 21 to 45 years, with the relaxations as per the government rules. For details, kindly visit the official website at www.nrcmithun.icar.gov.in. The Directorate of Forest Education, DFE, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, invites applications for various posts on deputation basis at its headquarters in Dehradun and constituent academies. The vacancies include positions like Assistant Instructor, Engineering and Surveying, Sports Officer, Stenographer Grade 1 and Upper Division Clerk, with pay scales ranging from Level 4 to Level 7 under the 7 CPC. Applications along with complete ACRs and APRs for the last 5 years and other requisite documents must be submitted within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. The application form and eligibility criteria are available on the DFE website. You may go on to www.dfe.gov.in. The National Institute of Technology, Calicut, invites online applications from qualified Indian nationals for administrative Group A posts at pay levels 10 and 12 under the 7 CPC on a regular or deputation basis. The application process concludes on February 15, 2025. Detailed information is available on the official website. Kindly go on to www.nitc.ac.in. The National Education Society for Tribal Students, NESTS, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, invites applications for several posts on deputation basis, including Executive Engineer, Assistant Commissioner, Private Secretary, Office Superintendent, Office Assistant, Stenographer Grade 2, and various engineering posts. The pay scales range from Level 4 to Level 11, as per the 7 CPC. Interested candidates must send their duly forwarded applications by 7th February 2025. For more details, candidates can visit the NESTS website at https://tribal.nic.in, or you may go on to https://emrs.tribal.gov.in. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has issued a call for Young Professionals Law on a contractual basis. The application window remains open for 21 days from the advertisement's publication. Interested candidates can find eligibility criteria and application details at www.epfindia.gov.in. The CSIR, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, seeks applications for multiple positions including Junior Secretariat Assistant, General Store and Purchase Finance and Accounts, and Junior Stenographers. These roles offer pay levels ranging from Level 2 to Level 4 as per the 7 CPC, with an upper age limit of 28 years for junior secretariat assistants and 27 years for junior stenographers. Online applications will be accepted till February 10, 2025, followed by a hard copy submission deadline by February 17, 2025. Interested applicants can go on to www.iip.res.in for details. Ordnance Factory Medak OFMK, a unit of Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL Hyderabad, seeks applications from superannuated employees for engagement on a fixed-term contract basis. Positions available are for Tool Designers Mechanical with two vacancies. The consolidated remuneration is 30,000 rupees or the last basic pay minus pension, whichever is lower, without annual increments. The initial contract period is of 1 year, extendable up to 65 years based on satisfactory performance and organizational requirements. Applications must be submitted within 21 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For details on qualification, experience and scope of work and application procedures, kindly visit the AVNL website. You may go on to www.avnl.co.in under the career section. Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya GSV Vadodara, a central university established under the Ministry of Railways, invites applications for non-teaching positions through deputation and direct recruitment. GSV, India's first university dedicated to transport and logistics education, multidisciplinary research and training, seeks talented and passionate candidates for relevant academic backgrounds and experience for the following posts: Chief Finance and Accounts Officer, 1 unreserved in pay level 14, Joint Registrar, 2 posts unreserved pay level 13, Deputy Registrar, 1 unreserved, 1 OBC pay level 12, Deputy Librarian, 1 unreserved pay level 12, Senior Technology Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 11, Senior Accounts Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 11, Executive Engineer Civil, 1 unreserved pay level 11, Senior Public Relations Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 1, Assistant Registrar, 2 unreserved, 1 OBC pay level 10, IT and Systems Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 10, Assistant Director Physical Education, 1 unreserved pay level 10, Assistant Engineer Electrical, 1 unreserved pay level 10, Assistant Librarian, 1 unreserved pay level 10, and Assistant Programmer, 1 unreserved pay level 8, Senior Section Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 8, Public Relations Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 8, and Placement Officer, 1 unreserved pay level 10 on contract basis. The application deadline is 17th February 2025. Women and PWBD candidates are strongly encouraged to apply. Detailed information and online application forms available on https://gsv.ac.in/careers. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.